morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, 7:20 in the morning, Zero, Jamie, Amy, Case. We pulled a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. Today's TRQ. What is something that kids these days will never experience or understand? What is something that kids these days will never experience or understand? That's today's totally random question, written by somebody who's probably apparently feeling ancient when they threw it in the box, I guess. What is something you don't think kids these days will never experience or understand? Jamie Mack.
Waiting to talk to your friends, your significant other, anybody. I remember coming home from school, finding out something juicy, and not being allowed to talk to anybody. Not because, like, I wasn't allowed on the phone, but because my mom would probably already be on the phone and she'd be talking for forever. And I couldn't call anybody because I didn't have a cell phone. And I couldn't go online because she was on the phone and I needed the, like, I had dial-up internet. So I needed her to get off a phone so I could get onto MSN for 10 minutes that I was allowed to a day and tell everybody the news that I had. And then I never even got to hear the responses till the next morning.
Yeah, I mean, your gossip train's a lot easier now.
That's
in 2021.
True.
I mean, you would grow up now, you'd be able to, there's about 50 different ways to tell people everything you want to tell them.
Like, do you remember being in high school even and just like hanging out in your room, you bored, you could watch TV, but you didn't have a cell phone to look on. There was just, it sucked.
Sad, sad time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's something the kids these days will never experience or understand. Totally random question, ABK.
I think it would be, and I'm happy they don't have to deal with this, having an iPod for your music and then having a cell phone too. Having have two things.
Well, and how about to expand off yours, because there's another device that's combined in there, a camera. Not being able to take a photo of literally any moment under the sun.
Yeah, but I feel like cell phones used to have cameras too. I mean, they're not the best.
Or the idea of having to wait to see your photo.
Or, you know what? How about your teacher saying you're never going to have a calculator on you? Joke's on you. It's on my cell phone.
Well, that is true.
That's
you
got
to learn math. You're not going to have a calculator with you at all times.
Well, now I do.
Guess I do. Ah, what's some of the kids these days will never, ever understand? You guys ever have so many books that it felt like you're carrying around like 300 pounds of books in your backpack?
Yes.
I'm going to go on a limb and say they probably don't need that anymore.
Like, every class that you had a giant textbook for. Two giant textbooks sometimes that you had to bring everywhere with you. And because you were responsible for them and they were like $40, if you would forget it or lose it or you had someone steal it from you, then the year all of a sudden you had hundreds of dollars in books you had to pay for.
Do, like, middle school and high school students still use textbooks, or are they all, like, e-books, you know what I mean? Like, do they have, like, iPads and stuff?
I don't know. I don't hang around with a lot of middle school kids.
Either do I. I don't have children,
probably,
so I'm not sure.
How about the concept of if you have a TV show you really enjoy and it's on Thursdays at 7:30, do you know what you're doing Thursdays at 7:30? You're sitting on your couch and watching that show. And do you know what happens if you're not sitting there? You didn't see it.
That's true. I have another one. They will never understand the struggle of coding a MySpace page and getting that perfect song and rating your friends in an order of 8.
Listen, the fact that it's 2021 and we have days in a row you found a way to brag about how you're able to put music on
Seriously,
your MySpace page, you really got to move on and find something that you're proud of as an adult.
I wish MySpace was as popular as it was back then.
Good luck with that.
I would probably be a MySpace influencer.
How about kids these days will never know how hard it was to do any type of creeping. Like, you can, if you wanted to find out who your current boyfriend's ex was, you'd have to, like, go to, like, a volleyball game at their high school and watch them play or something. Like, you couldn't creep on Facebook. You couldn't do anything like that.
One time I was creeping this guy on Facebook to see his new girlfriend, and I accidentally poked her.
Yeah.
So then she messaged me and she was like, do I know you?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I was so embarrassed.
Not at all. What is something the kids these days will never experience or understand?
So, funny story. We rented a U-Haul and the U-Haul had the manual windows.
Oh, sure.
And my 4-year-old looked at that and said, with a really quizzical look on his face, what is that?
Yeah, gosh, they even make, like, do new cars even have, like, the manual?
The rotate thing?
I think it's all buttons.
I think so, too.
That was difficult. I forgot about that. And then if it jammed, the window just stuck down in the middle of winter.
Well, I can't say it ever caused me stress, but I'm with you.
Sucked.
You were never stuck in a drive-thru and you couldn't get the window down and you had to open the door?
I would argue that happens more with the electronic ones. At least the manual one, you could put more energy into, like just push harder on it.
I guess that's true.
You know, the button, it's just the force is the force. I'm talking about Star Wars, just how much force you just push the button, and that's all it's going to do. Kids these days will never experience what?
Kids of this generation will never know the pleasure, for lack of a better word, of slamming the phone down on somebody when you're mad at them. Just click and disconnect just does not have the same effect. If you get mad enough and slam your phone down, well, then it costs you a couple $100.
Yeah, you can't just slam your phone down anymore. You're real mad at somebody. True. Yeah, there's no way to, in 2021, like on a smartphone, angrily hang up on somebody. They don't know how angrily you're poking your phone.
You just silently hang up. Yeah. But you have the option, you know, to ignore their calls.
That's what I was going to say. Now you can ignore their calls.
So they know you're mad when they're going straight to voicemail.
Technically, you had the option before, too. You just took your phone off and just, like, left it, like, so they get a busy signal or whatever. Phone off the hook or whatever. Or you could have unplugged it from the wall so it wouldn't even ring.
Yeah.
Another option for you. What is something that kids these days, they just never understand? Text by house 35270. Call 237. It's that certainly works. BTS. It's Y94. Tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get Playhouse in the morning, Y94, and the totally random question today. What is something that kids these days will never experience or understand?
How about waiting at your favorite store for an album to drop and you have to search for it? You never get to experience that.
So true. Hanging out there on a Tuesday, waiting for whatever new thing to come out.
Exactly. They download everything nowadays, and you got to have the physical copy.
Yeah. Well, and it's music, movies, TV shows. How about just the concept of not having immediate access to something?
Yeah.
Like right now, if Jamie was like, "Man, how did Home Improvement season 5 end?" It would take me 30 seconds to find that on the internet. But it was just like, "Oh, I don't know." Or if I wanted to know when Gilbert Gottfried was born and where, I can tell you that immediately. Before, you would have no idea.
You'd have to look it up in the encyclopedia.
Well, I'm guessing he's not in the encyclopedia, but I'm with you. Some of the kids these days will never understand or experience. What are you seeing?
Somebody said having one friend buy a CD and then go home and burn a copy for their other friends whose parents wouldn't buy it. Or how about this? Do you ever remember having to listen to your favorite songs on the radio and then using a tape to record it? So you'd like wait for like your cassette tape and you'd get your thing playing and you just record. Do you remember ever doing that?
I mean, I would like you still to be doing that.
Yeah, with your tapes, your cassette tapes. Somebody else said doing the family message on the answering machine, let alone your messages being heard by whoever you lived with.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did your parents ever make you do your name? You're like, "Okay, hi, it's McCormick's, here's Cindy, oh, it's Bill," and then all of a sudden you have to redo it again because you never got it all in one.
Yeah, so what was your line? "Hi, it's Jamie."
I was like, "Jamie."
She didn't even say anything, just Jamie.
And my mom made me go last. I was the oldest.
That is weird.
I thought you said your family called you Birdly James. Did you say it?
It's Birdly James.
I think I was the least favorite because mine was the last one, so I'd be the one getting cut off in the end.
Mm.
Did you guys ever do those like fake voicemails where you would pretend like you answered the phone? "Hey."
Yeah.
"Just kidding. It's my voicemail. Leave me a message."
You know, we should look this up. Speaking of just looking up random things, I'm pretty sure George Costanza has the best voicemail of all time. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
I'll find it. I'll find it for you. That was that thing kids these days will never understand.
"Oh, geez. Where's the volume on this bad boy? Holy crap. I can't hear nothing." Okay, there we go. Computers back, because I had one of those old computer discs for like Oregon Trail and the Number Munders.
Yeah.
In library time. You know, those black ones, those floppy discs you put in the computer.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally called a floppy disk. I forgot about Number Munchers. Oregon Trail, I mean, who could forget that one? But Number Munchers, I'd forgotten about.
I don't know Number Munchers.
Oh, it's a fly. I bet you can find it online. That's a good one.
We used to, I remember in school when you had like computer lab time and there was like 8 computers for your entire school and you would have like 30 minutes a day, but you would only actually have like half of that 30 minutes on the computer because you'd have to take turns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had like one in the corner of the room that was like, here's the class computer.
It was kind of cool. We didn't even get a class computer.
We had like a computer room, so we had a bunch.
And I have vague recollection of an era in time where there was one that was like wheeled between classrooms on like on a push desk. So they'd occasionally wheel it in. They'd be like, today it's Mrs. Johnson's class's turn to have the computer. Ooh.
Yeah.
Got a lot of money at that school district. And what's that thing kids these days will never understand?
Playing video games and not being able to save. You either had to leave the game on pause, or some games you actually had to write down this long, like, 20, 30-digit code of letters and symbols to put back in if you wanted to pick up where you left off.
Yeah, man, that's true. Like, if you're finishing Super Mario Brothers, you need to sit and finish Super Mario Brothers.
Yep. Or you got to leave your TV on pause, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you so much. Kids these days, they're never going to understand. Hello.
The comics, the funny papers. You know, not many people, I don't know, I don't get the newspaper anymore, but that was like my deal is I would pull out the newspaper and read the comics and follow along with the stories. And then Sunday was always awesome because we had the full color pages.
Oh, yeah. So you'd have that day where like, ooh, I can really tell what's going on here today. How about LimeWire?
Yeah.
And the concept of completely opening up your parents' computer and letting whoever take whatever song or file and stealing from them. Oh, it was a joy.
Did you guys ever have the songs that like you would accidentally download and they would have like weird beginnings like, this is an AOL session?
I
was pretty, I previewed mine.
I never did. And so I would get like weird ones. And then even still to this day, if I listen to like an old throwback song, I'll still be like, this is an AOL session.
Oh, so it's just like it's burned like, into your head.
Yeah,
now.
I feel like it's part of the lyrics.
I also remember like when you would download like LimeWire and all of a sudden like your one home computer, like your parents yelling at you being like, you don't even know what you did. It's so slow. And like computers are so expensive back then. So when you got a virus on your computer, it was toast.
Or like what the original incarnation of Napster too.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing where it's like, I remember one time trying to explain to my mom, like, hey, you know what? I actually think they're coming after people for just, like, downloading this music. She's like, nah, they're never going to find us. We had piles of CDs. Piles that we burned.
Oh, you would put them on there?
Yeah.
Oh, we never did that. We just
got other CDs. People's.
We just downloaded other people's. We never put our own on.
No, like you would download it and make it. You would burn it onto CDs.
So then he could listen to the music he liked in his car.
But you were pirating the music. You were stealing it.
Yeah.
And it, like we didn't really fully understand that they would actually eventually, I mean, they do come after people for that now.
Oh, yeah. You get in trouble.
Now we got the free pass. We just be like, it's research for the radio station. Yeah, it's research for the radio station. Something the kids these days will never understand. We miss anything. 237, it's Tank Supply House. 35270 Derulo. It's Y94. Jason Derulo. Cause I still want that. Your savage love. It's Playhouse of the Morning. Y94. Tell a random question. Things kids these days will never experience or understand. Hello.
We're told early in the morning on Saturday morning on the regular station.
Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah, that's very true. Like the traditional. Back in the day, and it was always the set ones. Maybe watch like WB Kids, Fox Kids.
Yeah.
I feel like there was other ones too.
Did you guys ever watch, I may have been on PBS, Zoom? And it was like, Zoom, Zoom.
No, but
I
usually.
I can't think of the rest of this.
I think Kid Me just heard PBS and went nerd and didn't watch any
of those.
You
didn't watch Arthur?
No.
You ever watched Arthur, Carmen Sandiego, Teletubbies?
After school, you would get home, you'd turn on Zoom on PBS, and it was these like group of kids, and it was not like a reality. It was kind of like a reality show, but they would do like science trip, like experiments, and they would like do like cooking. It was like a kids TV show.
Nope. Fox Kids, WB
Zoom,
Kids.
Zoom.
That was my jam.
I actually sent a letter to be on Zoom.
So did I. I wanted to be on there, and I would send in recipes. I wanted them to feature me.
And did it ever happen for you?
No.
No.
Man, it's a darn shame. No, any other kid thinks kids these days will never understand.
Someone said the kids these days will never know the excitement, anticipation, and the absolute disappointment of taking pictures on disposable cameras, getting it developed, and then getting back all the pictures, and they're blurry and half faces.
You still buy a disposable camera? Are they out there?
I think you can
still buy them.
People use them for weddings, sort of like that friend style back in the day.
We had some sitting around at our wedding, and we like recently found the bag of them. And we were like, there's no way that these are even going to, like, we just threw them away.
You didn't even want to look at them?
I don't want to see a bunch of people sitting there eating.
I bet you they were funny pictures.
Well, we'll never know.
What if, like, they were just, like, a whole bunch of people's stuff?
Well, I mean, they're, you know, 6 years old now. I'm going to get a bunch of printouts of things. Like, what am I going to do with that?
Put it in a box and look at it in 10 years?
Nah, I'm good. Kids these days will never understand.
We only had three channels when I was a kid, and one of the channels we only got if the wind was blowing right, because we had to go outside and turn the antenna.
Yeah. Got to turn that antenna. Hello.
Party line and the long phone cord leading from the living room through the kitchen into the bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk, take a call wherever you want to now. You're not corded anymore. Kids these days will never understand.
When I was growing up, we didn't have a television with a remote control.
Sure they did, except it was you. Hey, why don't you go turn up the volume real quick? Why don't you go change the channel? Put on channel 3 for me, please.
That was a thing, and that was so annoying that they used to do that, that boss the kids around, make them do those things.
They just assume that's why a certain generation even had children.
To change the channel.
Just for that reason. Any ones we miss as far as texts or tweets?
Somebody did say that their oldest brother flayed for downloading music off of LimeWire, and then they were told that they were being monitored after that. Somebody else said, this is one thing that I've always really wondered about, and it drove us nuts as kids, but I remember always wanting things as a kid, but we'd have to beg our grandparents and our parents for it. We never had the opportunity to be able to go out and get it ourselves by ordering stuff off of Amazon, even if we had the money. That's true. Kids now, like my cousins are 12. If they want something and they have access, like they have their own like bank accounts on their phones and stuff, that they can go and just buy it.
Weird.
Like, I never had that. I remember being like 16 and grabbing my piggy bank and be like, let's go open a bank account.
I know that like stores aren't, with like the pandemic going on, stores aren't open as late as they like used to be. They used to be 24 hours, but were grocery stores always like that? Because I feel like growing up, if it was like nighttime and you'd be like, oh mom, it's snack day tomorrow, I forgot, we need to get cookies. Yes. And then your mom would be so mad, and they're like, oh, well, we're gonna have to stop in the morning now because everything's closed.
I mean, this like just happened, what, within the past couple of years? But imagine this conversation. Like, you're gonna explain to like your kids someday, like, you know, back in my day, if you wanted to go to the Target at 10 in the morning on a Sunday, and you forgot they weren't open till noon, you had to go home for 2 hours, or you could sit and wait there, and the whole mob was waiting there to go inside the store. Like, it was just recently. But that's going to sound so old. Like, all the stores were closed till noon on Sunday.
When I moved from Illinois, and I didn't know that was a thing, so I tried going, and I was like, why is the store not open?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least we get that fixed.
That
least.
Is true.
And what's the thing kids these days will never get?
So, you guys remember the big old phone books, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, if you wanted to find somebody's number, you looked it up, and then if you didn't know for sure which one was there, you just called everyone till you found the right one. When my middle child was younger, he was trying to find a phone number, and I give him the phone book, and he comes back to me in about 5 minutes with this puzzled look on his face, and he goes, Mom, I don't know how to use this thing.
What is this? I didn't know Google made a book. What is this? And you're the last one today. Kids today will just never get it.
Our kids are missing out on the unexpected caller, hearing the phone ring and just not having any idea who is on the other end of that.
That is only partially accurate, because how often do you answer like, oh, I don't know, this looks like a 701 number, and then it's a robot or something? I mean, we still got robocalls.
I don't answer any number that is not saved in my phone.
There I do, because I'm interested to who it is.
If it's important, they'll leave a voicemail.
But I do remember being able to like when you're younger, not being able to like screen calls. Like if your like weird uncle was calling and you'd answer it and you'd be like, and your mom's like, I'm not here. I'm not here. And you're like, you were conned into lying at such a young age.
You remember when you could buy like the little, ours was like a little white box, almost yeah. the size of a pager, and it was caller ID, so you'd hook it up to your phone. Yeah. And so the phone number would pop up, and like if you'd programmed it, I think maybe it could have a name. Like, what's the caller ID say? 701-4, you know, you could just see who was calling you in that way.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Somebody even brought up long distance calling cards. Remember when you had to have those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Call wherever you want now. Wherever.
Mm-hmm. You don't even need those cards or those weird numbers anymore.
Mm-mm.
What was that thing you used to be able to call to get, like, phone number? Was it 411?
I think so, yeah.
I used to always call them to get the movie theater phone number. My mom was like, you can just look it up in the phone book.
I bet you could still call them. Did anybody answer 411 these days?
I don't know.
They're probably lonely. Give them a ring.
They're probably hiring.
Yeah, I mean, they probably don't get a lot of calls. They might just want to chat for a little bit. So, Snowcross tickets, 8:10 this morning. Care or don't care on the way. Also, relationship ref with Playhouse family member Jen in less than 15 minutes.